It's Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas, Champlain Valley Game Night. It is Friday. It is May 25th. It is the Friday before Memorial Day. We are headed into my favorite weekend of the year. We are headed into my favorite holiday of the year. It is 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. We're on the 101.3 ESPN app, a free download in the Google Play Store or in the Apple Store, and now on your Amazon Echo. Just say enable 101.3 ESPN, and then once you've done that one time, open 101.3 ESPN. We're getting a lot of feedback on that, by the way. People saying that, hey, I've got an Amazon Echo. I love listening to you guys. It's easy to listen at home, so we appreciate you however you are listening. A lot of people in this area love this weekend. It's the unofficial kickoff to summer. Usually good weather, barbecues, baseball, beer, boats, whatever you want to do, you do it this weekend, and it's a long weekend for most people. Most people then get a short work week on the other side as well, so the unofficial kickoff to summer, baseball, the Vermont City Marathon is coming on this weekend as well. If you're running in that, good luck. We've got some people in the building running in that. We wish them good luck. If you're in town, enjoy our beautiful area, and we're happy to have you. So, again, we go up until 6:25, then we bring you Red Sox baseball against the Braves, and this is an exciting series for a multitude of reasons. I mean, number one, Dustin Pedroia is back. Number two, Hanley Ramirez is gone. We'll talk about what that means here in a second. But you're going to get to see some of the brightest talent in all of baseball. A lot of people have not been paying attention to the National League because most people up here are Red Sox fans or Yankees fans, and you don't see the Braves very often. You don't see most of the NL very often. This is a team that was a doormat for 3, 4, 5 years and now has just been steadily stockpiling talent after talent after talent. And they've got a couple of 20-year-olds. They've got the two youngest players in baseball, if I'm not mistaken, in Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna Jr. You are going to see both of them this weekend. Sean Newcomb's going to be on the mound this weekend. This is a great, if you like baseball in general and you like the state of the game and you want to see the young stars, the Braves have those in spades. So we'll get to those lineups and tell you who's playing and where, and we'll do that in about 15 minutes from now. As for what's coming up on the show today, what's coming up this week, remember, we are off the air on Monday, so we remind you now, trivia is Tuesday night at the Burger Bar in Colchester, 7:30 to 9:30, half-price appetizer, so come see us after that long weekend. If you need a little more great food, a little more great drink specials, you can come out and find us on Tuesday. We'll be at the Essex Memorial Day Parade tomorrow, 10 a.m., that is. We start at the fairgrounds in Essex, home of the Champlain Valley Fair, and then we go down Pearl Street, and we'll dig back around, and it'll be a lot of fun around Five Corners, too, so we'll see you out there tomorrow. Hopefully the weather holds off. It looks like it's going to in the morning, and that will be fun. So what's coming up today? Some thoughts on Pedroia's return, some thoughts on the Celtics tonight. You want to get in, you can. 802-655-6672. But first, I hate when teams don't have an identity. I hate when teams don't deliver a clear message to their fans. Are you all in or are you out? Are you going for it or are you rebuilding? I am okay. I may not like what a team is doing, but at least if they have a clear direction and they're building in that direction, I can respect that. If you're all in, then be all in. If you're rebuilding, then rebuild. Okay? I may not love tanking, but at least if you're going to tank, tell me that you're doing it and this is what the plan is. If you're going for it, then tell me that you're going for it. I may not love it on either end, but tell me that's what you're doing. The Red Sox designated Hanley Ramirez for assignment today. I no longer know exactly what their identity is. This is a team that is ready to win a World Series. They fired John Farrell so they could win a World Series, and effectively, in my estimation, they got worse today by getting rid of Hanley Ramirez. Look, I can justify this move for the future, 100%. I can justify getting rid of a guy who could make $22 million next year at age 35. I could justify getting rid of that money off the books for next year to use it to go and get a free agent. I can justify it. But this year, I was under the impression the Red Sox were all in to win a World Series. You don't fire a manager who has won back-to-back division championships and won 93 games each of the last 2 years. You don't fire that guy if you're not in it to do better than that immediately. Okay? They want the best. Look, I love preparing for the future. I love prospects. I love clearing the books to get ready for the free agent class. That's not what this Red Sox team is now. They're trying to win a World Series, and they're trying to win it this year. And Hanley Ramirez on the roster was a better, gave them a better opportunity to do just that. Think about the Celtics. The Celtics for years were building, building, building. They told us, look, we're building for the future. And even though they got to the playoffs, and even though Brad Stevens was there, they said, we're getting these draft picks. We are getting assets for the future. Danny Ainge told us that. And then they struck while the iron was hot, and they got Gordon Hayward, and they traded for Kyrie Irving. They said, okay, we're trying to win now. We did. We had a plan. Now we have a different plan. We're trying to win. This is what has vexed me. Is that a word? This is what has annoyed me about the Patriots. The minute the Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo, I said, okay, they are all in on Tom Brady. They are all in on trying to win while Tom Brady is here, and the future be damned. And we didn't have to love that they gave away Jimmy Garoppolo for only a second-round pick, but at least, to me, the messaging was clear. The future is out. We are winning now with Tom Brady. Give us all the assets to do just that. So that's why when they traded Brandon Cooks this offseason, I was like, why are you getting rid of a player that's going to help you win a Super Bowl this year that has a better chance of helping you than some unproven rookie? I didn't get that. They acquired a bunch of picks in next year's draft, and that's great, right? It's great for the future Patriots. It's not great for this year's Tom Brady Patriots. That confused me and frustrated me. The Red Sox are starting to do the same thing because I just don't know anymore. Okay? It does make sense for the future to get rid of Hanley Ramirez, but for right now, I don't trust Mitch Moreland to play first base 100 more times this season and keep up a 300-plus batting average. I don't. He hit 246 and 233 the last 2 years he was a full-time player. That's who he is. Mitch Moreland in small sample sizes is great. Remember him at the beginning of the year last year when Hanley was hurt? He was great for the first month and a half. Then he ended at 246. That's who he is. This year's Red Sox without Hanley Ramirez, I don't trust, even if you wanted to platoon Hanley Ramirez. If you said he can't hit righties, Moreland can, I want to split them up. You know what? Then okay. That platoon is better than Mitch Moreland playing every game for the rest of the year or splitting with Blake Swihart. It's true. Hanley Ramirez gave them a better chance to win a World Series this season, and that's the messaging that I had been led to believe. And if I was a fan of the Red Sox, I would be scratching my head right now and saying, we traded the future. We traded Michael Kopech and Yoan Moncada. We traded two of the top 30 prospects in baseball, including at the time Moncada was number one. We traded two top prospects in baseball so that we could get Chris Sale, and that was to win a World Series in that three-year window where Chris Sale is there, because we don't know what's going to happen with Chris Sale after next season. We don't know if he'll be gone. We don't know if he'll price himself out of what we're willing to pay. We don't know if he'll go from being the giant bargain that he is right now to being massively overpaid like David Price is, and we're going to be resenting that contract in 2 years. Chris Sale was brought in to help this team win a World Series within the 3 years that he was there. That's what I thought this was about. You got rid of the future. When you went and acquired Tyler Thornburg and you traded Travis Shaw and a couple of prospects, you mortgaged a lot of the future. Now, by getting rid of Hanley and saving that money potentially for next year, maybe you're bringing some of that future back, but I didn't think we were caring about the future right now. I don't have to agree with the direction. I just want to know what the direction is. I was led to believe that Dave Dombrowski and the ownership group were mortgaging some of the future to go all in and win now. That's why Farrell's fired. That's why Sale was acquired. That's why Thornburg was acquired. Let's win in this window. Because, by the way, the Yankees are already really good. Maybe they aren't ready to win the World Series. They might be, but maybe they're not. But you know what they might be next year and the year after that and the 10 years after that? If you don't go for it now, it may not be there for you. when this $22 million that you're potentially saving can help. So I'm lost as to why this move was made. Blake Swihart, look, I have championed this guy. I thought they were messing him around in spring training. I talked about it 2 weeks ago that he had no place on this roster. I feel bad for the kid. They have done him wrong in Boston. But for a guy who's hitting .130 and gets an at-bat, you know, once every 4 days, he is not a better option than Hanley Ramirez. This is a money move for the future, and I can justify it as that. But for a Red Sox team that's trying to win right now and has the urgency to win right now, well, Dustin Pedroia and David Price are still on the back end of their prime, but at least while they're hopefully contributors and not totally weighing you down. Well, Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr., Andrew Benintendi, Xander Bogaerts, they're all affordable at the moment. They won't all be affordable soon. This is the window, and this is urgent. I mean, I remember reading the article beginning of the year. The Red Sox had the most urgent situation to win in all of baseball. Their situation required the most urgency. And now you're sacrificing some of the ability to win now to save some money later. Again, I don't have to agree with the message that you deliver. Just deliver me a consistent message. I thought we were all in on winning now. But apparently, that's not the case, because the Red Sox, by getting rid of Hanley Ramirez, they did not get better today. It's Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. If you want to get in, you can. 802-655-6672. I mean, let's transition and think about it, okay? Let's now, if we're going to, like, I'm disappointed with that, but the future, what does it hold? What does this move mean for the future? Well, here's exactly what it means. It means, number one, that the Red Sox have to be prudent from now on in free agent negotiations. They have been burned now 4 times in the last several years by players that are irrelevant at the moment. Pablo Sandoval, 4 years, 5 years rather, $95 million. DFA'd, not even 3 years into that deal. Gone. Hanley Ramirez, 4 years, $88 million. They got three and a quarter out of him, but it wasn't always productive. And it wasn't always healthy. We'll consider it a flop. David Price, 7 for 217. I'm not ready to consider it a flop, but it's been underachieving at the moment. Ruzny Castillo, 7 for 72, buried in AAA. 4 major free agent contracts this team has doled out in the last few years. And these aren't all under, in fact, only one of these is under Dave Dombrowski, and that's the Price deal. This team is suffering under the weight of these contracts, and as you hit an open market next year that has Josh Donaldson and Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, there's names out there for sure. You're still going to have to be prudent and do due diligence on making sure that you don't end up with albatrosses that these have become, because these are hurting your ability to get better. They're hurting your ability to get better in the now and in the future. You can't trade for and develop prospects that are blocked by these guys, and you can't unload these guys and go get better players in the now, because there's just too much money to unload. Also, what does it mean for the future? It means, as for what I just said, you need to really focus on the draft. And I know in football that's sexy, in basketball it's fun, in baseball it's an afterthought, but the draft is hugely important. The first round of the draft is in 10 days. The Red Sox need to ace a lot of their draft. You have 40 rounds in the Major League Baseball draft. You're not going to get 40 Bryce Harpers in that, but you might be able to get seven really good players. If you can hit that, start to rebuild your farm system from the ground up, especially with some college players that are not too far away, well, then things start to look a lot better for your minor league system, which right now the Red Sox have one of the worst minor league systems in all of baseball. So that's where we're at as far as what it means for the future. Champlain Valley Game Night, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Celtics basketball tonight over on our sister station, AM 960 The Zone. The key for the Celtics tonight, can't get down big early. Every time that there has been a double-digit disparity in the first quarter, the team that was up by that double digit has won the game by double digits. All but one. Have ended that way. So the Celtics need to hold their own early, withstand that initial rush, because you know that it's coming. And if they're able to do just that, then they put themselves in a position to be able to win. Red Sox baseball coming up 6:25. We'll get to those lineups right now. Red Sox are 34-16. The Braves are 10 games over as well, 29-19. Eduardo Rodriguez, he's 4-1 with a 4.13 ERA. He goes up against Julio Teheran, 4-1 with a 4.17. Lineups for the visiting Braves: Ozzie Albies, 280, 14 homers, 34 RBIs, and 6 stolen bases. He is at second. Ronald Acuna Jr., 250, 4 homers, 12 ribbies, 2 steals. Arguably a top prospect in baseball. Freddie Freeman, Mr. Reliable, 324, 9-35. Nick Markakis, the former Orioles in left, the fountain of youth for him, hitting 344. Kurt Suzuki's the DH, he's hitting 261. Ender Inciarte, 267, 4 homers, 19 ribbies, 18 stolen bases. Believe that's tops in the NL, if not all of baseball. Tyler Flowers is the catcher, hitting 289. Johan Camargo is at third, hitting 214. And Dansby Swanson is the shortstop, hitting 273. For the Sox, their first look without Hanley Ramirez. Dustin Pedroia activated but not playing today. Mookie Betts in right, Andrew Benintendi in left. JD Martinez the DH, Mitch Moreland at first, Xander Bogaerts at short, Rafael Devers at third, Brock Holt at second, Christian Vasquez the catcher, and Jackie Bradley Jr. in center. Everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. We'll see you at the Essex Memorial Day Parade, 10 o'clock tomorrow. Enjoy the long weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday. It's 101.3 ESPN.